It is 83 degrees and rising in Nashville. The humidity already making it feel like we're above the 90-degree mark. And in fact, that heat index is supposed to get as high as 107 today. We are under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee that lasts through Thursday. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. CoreCivic's profits from ICE contracts have risen 50% year over year. The Brentwood-based company runs for-profit prisons. Under the Trump administration, the firm is converting its idle facilities into detention centers. On a recent earnings call, CEO Patrick Swindle says ICE activity dipped earlier this year because of DHS leadership changes, funding uncertainty, and the use of ICE agents in airports as TSA. But Swindle says that's changing.
There has been an increase in enforcement activity the last couple of months that we've seen reflected in increases in detention populations in our facilities and in the national statistics.
CoreCivic sold some of its facilities to the federal government to the tune of $2.2 billion while still operating them as detention centers for ICE. Swindle says the company is in talks to sell more if the number of people detained by ICE increases as projected. A new pedestrian bridge to connect Nashville's East Bank development with downtown has been eagerly anticipated for years. Permit documents show construction could begin as early as this month. The Tennessean reports an official start date hasn't yet been announced, but once it begins, construction's expected to last 2 years. Residents and business owners say the increased connectivity will be a game changer. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.